Welcome back to the morning show here on 1620 The Zone. Ravi Lula in here, Jimmy Chavez as well. We are joined now by Andy Kendi, the sports director at KETV. Andy, how you doing today?
Morning, boys. How's it going? A little under the weather, playing through it, playing hurt, but we'll get through it.
Well, it's a bad time of year to get sick. We got a lot going on right now.
I think it's snowing right now.
Started when we were standing outside of that Wisconsin-Nebraska game, and then, you know, generally kind of went south from there. But, yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
Well,
bad worse, you know.
let's start with the press conference yesterday. One of the overriding themes about Matt Rhule choosing Nebraska and Nebraska choosing Matt Rhule was just how good of a fit it was. In your opinion, after hearing both Matt Rhule talk and Trev Alberts talk quite a bit yesterday, what makes Matt Rhule such a good fit here?
Well, his presentation yesterday was pretty impressive. When listening to Matt Rhule, it was like listening to Trev talk about what he was looking for in a coach. I mean, it was eerie how much in step those two are. And, you know, whether it be talking about being a development, you know, preaching development, preaching toughness, you know, talking about winning the line of scrimmage. I mean, these are things, being detail, process-oriented, you know, it's not just about, it's not about, of course, it's about the wins and losses, but they're not worrying about looking down the road. They're working about winning the rep, you know, stuff like that. I think that was what struck me, that, you know, Matt Rhule seemed like he was, he seemed more of a Nebraska, that was like more of a Nebraska news conference, you know, short of the fireworks, but that was seemed like more of a Nebraska news conference than the previous couple guys, which were pretty interesting, to say the least. Now, I just thought the day was, they pulled it off. It was a new thing, putting it in the Hawks, which I think also sent a little bit of a message that this is a different deal. And you know, it was quite the show yesterday. It was a spectacle, and I know some of it that was done for TV purposes, but I thought that Matt Rhule made a pretty impressive first impression.
So I want to ask you a couple things. First on the Matt Rhule side, then on the Trev Alberts side here. For a lot of people, that was probably the first extended comments they'd ever heard from Matt Rhule, if they're not a real giant college football nerd and listening to his stuff down from Baylor or wherever. What did you learn about the person and the coach, Matt Rhule?
Well, I learned that he's got a pretty big affinity for Nebraska football, you know, telling the stories about when he was a kid, and then telling, you know, watching Nebraska beat Penn State, you know, and then hearing the stories about him as a Penn State player, then and you know, kind of looking up in awe at Nebraska. I think that was genuine. I was more drawn to the process of how this thing got done, because over the last couple months, you know, 76 days or whatever this thing lasted, there were times where this thing was done. It was not happening, and they had moved on, and yet somehow, some way, they got a deal done. You know, I thought it was interesting. You know, you don't hire, it's, you seem to hire the opposite of the guy before you, right? And that didn't seem the case in this one. It just seemed like Trev went and got his guys. Although, you know, some of the optics certainly was opposite of what we saw with Scott and his deal. You know, it was just a different type of news conference. You know, he embraced, like, one of the first things he did, he went out of his way and he thanked about, you know, 50 people and gushed about him, basically calling Rhule and Trev were putting their wives up as the most valuable players in getting this thing done, you
yeah.
know, which I thought was really kind of cool and interesting. And I think that's the type of things, that's the thing that draws me to the story of the press conference. in terms of Matt Rhule, the guy, you know, did he say anything that blew me away in terms of what he believes in and what, you know, yeah, okay, you know, you work, hard work is going to get you results, of course. You know, you win championships at 6 a.m. You know, all these things, we've heard these things before, fellas. It's time to see if this stuff is, you know, executed in action. And it was interesting to see Matt Rhule tweet it, what, before 6 a.m., but basically 5 a.m. this morning from the stadium. I thought that was a nice little start to his tenure.
Andy, I'm glad you brought up kind of the search process and how that played out. We did get some interesting, I guess, little nuggets, both from Rhule and from Trev, about how things played out. What was the most interesting part about the process to you? I know you mentioned the just the negotiation between Rhule and Nebraska that it basically died out at certain points. But aside from that, what were some of the things that you learned about the process that you found most interesting?
One is that he visited Lincoln on a game day, and that was stunning to me, that Matt Rhule and his family were in Lincoln on a Husker game day. Now, he wouldn't divulge which game day that he visited.
Sure.
I even asked him if it was a warm weather game or a cold weather. Did he need a jacket? One of those deals that he wouldn't budge. But the fact that they were able to pull this thing off, and yeah, we knew the names, but, you know, aside from other coaching search, it didn't get silly, you know. Like, the fact that they were able to bring him in and that Matt Rhule stayed at the house, at the home, of the Alberts home, I thought that was kind of a neat little nugget. And, you know, Matt Rhule says he knows Trev better than any previous hiring, superior that he's had in his whole career, because, shoot, he spent the night at his place. You know, that's a pretty cool start to a working relationship that hopefully results in some wins in Nebraska. And yeah, they had an extra challenge because of the Panther element. And I don't even really know the specifics of why, because it really wasn't divulged, because you can't just say, hey, since Matt Rhule is getting paid X amount of millions from the Panthers anyways, we're just going to offer him a $100,000 contract to be the head coach. That doesn't work that way. Panthers come in and say, no, we can't do this, because any dollar that Nebraska pays them, that's one less dollar than the Panthers have to pay. So at least that's my understanding.
Yeah.
So it is intriguing and fascinating how Trev was able to pull this thing off, because it wasn't just a regular one, you know, two sides getting together. It was really three sides coming to the table and figuring it out. And at one point the money wasn't right. And then another point, it sounded like that they couldn't get the all sides to agree on a satisfactory conclusion. So the fact that it waited this long and seeing what we saw in Madison, Wisconsin as well, it really, I think, made the urgency even that much higher to get this thing done with Matt Rhule, because from all accounts, that's who Trev wanted.
We'll get you out of here on this, Andy. We're talking to Andy Kenny from KETV. You mentioned the Wisconsin hire of Luke Fickell, the Nebraska hire of Matt Rhule. How much is the changing landscape of the Big Ten have to do with the fact that we've seen a couple programs here in Nebraska and Wisconsin open up their checkbooks in a way that we've really never seen before?
I think it just is a signal towards where we're headed. And I think it adds another juicy chapter to Wisconsin, Nebraska. I mean, I don't know about you fellas, but every year you're going to say who had the better hire in a span of, you know, between 24 hours.
Yeah.
Two schools hired two coaches. You don't think those two guys are going to be linked? Another reason to link the Nebraska and Wisconsin. I mean, it's a great rivalry right now, and it's going to even get better with these two guys. But that's the way we're headed. And now Wisconsin's a little different because they had some challenges with NIL and recruiting and whatever. And I think that was another reason why they brought in Luke Fickell from the outside to kind of steer that next, you know, chapter or whatever. But I will say this. I think it just shows when you're opening your checkbooks and you're paying coaches $9 million a year on average. We know where we're headed. And I think by the expiration of Matt Rhule's initial contract, you're going to say, oh, wow, that was a bargain. if you can even say that, because there is so much money involved when Nebraska is going to get paid, you know, $100 million and north of $100 million because of TV rights and whatnot. Just in TV rights, I should say.
Andy, we appreciate your time. As always, good stuff from you here, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, fellas. Be good. Have a good week.
You too. That's our friend Andy Kendi from KETV. I will say he mentioned the rule sneaking into town, and we'll close the show out on this. I have to give a shout out to a specific message board that was all over that. Like they had it down. People thought they were crazy. And I'll shout them out by name, the Platinum Board. They had it. Nobody else believed them. Their sources confirmed it to him multiple times.
Which game did they say?
They didn't say which game. They just said that he was in town.
It's like Wisconsin would have been a good one because you could cover your face up because it was so cold.
That he was in town looking around and checking things out. They made the assumption that mean that he was about to be introduced and hired because why else would you bring a guy into town? Turns out it was more just to check out the place. But big win for the message boards.
That's slick, yeah.
That's something that the rest of the media had no idea about. Trev did a great job covering it up, but can't get it past everybody. That is the morning show for today. Gary is back tomorrow. I'll be here as well. Coming up next, we've got the crossover with Connor Happer here on 1620 The Zone.